Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Look at the resume I just recently received. From Abby Murphy.
I got a little nervous. I was like, whose resume is trying to take your spot? And it's me. All
right, we'll get to that in just 1 second. Look, we need diapers. We need diapers desperately.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with my retirement.
The timing is pretty epic about the diapers.
You're going to need diapers pretty soon.
At some point, sure.
All right. You might remember a couple years ago, we did the diaper drive for Helping Mamas to fill their warehouse. Helping Mamas is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And they put baby supplies and items such as diapers in the hands of parents who need the assistance, right? And we had a goal we wanted to hit. You far surpassed that goal. You collected over 50,000 diapers, and that meant the entire Burt Show had to take a picture while wearing an adult diaper. We did it, and it was awesome. So now that we're a couple years removed, Helping Mamas reached out to me, and Jamie Lackey, who's the CEO, she's like, girl, it is a tough year for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Our warehouse is looking bleak, especially diapers of larger sizes. We just aren't able to fulfill the needs, and we could really use the Burt Show's help if you guys would be willing to join the diaper drive again. And of course, I was like, you all are the ones doing the Lord's work. Absolutely. We would love to do this. Brought it to the show. Once again, everybody was on board to up the ante. If we collect 75,000 diapers, we will put our butts on a billboard wearing diapers to address the issue that is diaper need in this country and in Georgia. And to make it a little more fun, I'm like, who wants to see us in diapers on a billboard? But if we're holding cute babies. So you can now sign up to have your baby go on the billboard at theburtshow.com. The only problem is the billboard isn't happening unless we collect 75,000 diapers. Right. And to those of you that have already donated, God bless you. Thank you very much. You are helping out tremendously. Stephanie from Helping Mamas is giving me updates every day on where our team stands. And as of right now, we have collected 5,426 diapers, which means we only have 69,574 to go.
Look, maybe the people are speaking. They don't want to see us on a billboard. So maybe it would be more motivating to say we're going to go up on a billboard.
Yeah.
Unless you donate 75,000, then we won't go up. Maybe that's what they're screaming at us right now.
That's such a genius idea. I don't think you should retire.
I thought you were about to say the people are speaking and they don't want to help the babies.
No, I know they do. And I know times are tough and it's uncertain, which is why nonprofits have felt that pain this past year. So, but I mean, that is currently where we stand. So we're just going to keep pushing. And we're just going to keep hoping that we get some more donations. And anybody out there, I have a friend that I've reached out to. I'm hoping she can pull through big. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm just going to wait. But
you're sounding desperate.
I am.
We're desperate right
you
now.
I did a video last night in my Insta story where I'm like, the videos of me pleading for diapers isn't working. So I went to a friend's house to hold her baby to take a video to solicit for diapers because I'm like, I'm holding a cute baby. Oh, and then my son, of course, he is me because heaven forbid somebody else be the center of attention. He was not having me holding Joni. He needed to be in the video. So, you know.
He said, okay, put a diaper on. You can be on as many videos as you want, Jimmy.
So I did an Insta story with two adorable children making a plea for diapers. Now, 5,426, that's nothing to scoff at. I am very proud of what we've done thus far. We may have bit off a little more than we can chew.
Maybe the number was so astronomical at first where people are like, they're never going to make that, so I'm not even going to eat
that what?
Kind of thing.
They're right.
Yeah. It turns out you guys were right again. We're laughing because it hurts.
So, technically, this wraps up on Friday. So just know, behind the scenes, Helping Mamas, I'm working on an extension
to give us just a little bit more extra time. And I'm working on some connections that can hopefully fulfill like a big portion of the need.
Are we not making it easy enough to donate like online? Is there something we're doing differently this year?
No, it's the same thing we did. It's the exact same thing we did.
Okay, so you just go to thebirdshow.com. You can donate right there.
You go to, yeah, go to thebirdshow.com. You click the link and it literally takes you right to the Burt Show team page where, and it's all done. Helping Mamas is the one that has set it up. It's tax deductible. So you go there, you purchase the diapers, it immediately gets sent to Helping Mamas and their warehouse. It's pretty easy.
Okay. It's as easy as it was last year. Okay. All right, Abby, let's talk about your dooming unemployment.
You don't want to talk about my resume? You brought up my resume at the beginning of this break.
I haven't taken a look at it yet.
Oh.
It came in at 6:30 this morning.
Has the rest of the radio industry not taken a look at it yet? Except for one job.
Literally broke this yesterday. It's been 24 hours.
I know. So you want to talk about the story? You don't want to talk about my resume?
I don't want to talk about your resume. Okay. I want to talk about your mom's plan for your new career.
Yeah, because my mom saw me join this dying industry, and she decided to let me know that she wants me to join another one the second that this is over. So, of course, this has been on my mind since we started talking about it months and months ago. So the whole retirement thing and me being unemployed is a shock, but not a shock, just because it's something I've kind of mentally prepared for the last couple of months. And talking to my mom about it, she's like, I have the perfect plan for you, because her dream is for our entire family to end up in some compound in Tampa. Mm. And so for me, her plan is that she wants me to put down the mic and pick up a pen, a pencil, a typewriter, if you will. And she wants me to go into writing full time. She wants me to move back home, live in her basement, and become the next great American author.
Well, to be fair, you do Yeo Gossip here on the show, and you write all of those, and you are a very talented writer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's just so funny to see where people think your life is going to go from the outside, because I came on the show a couple years ago, and I feel like the word I kept using over and over about myself is that I'm a very self-aware and objective person. I feel like I know myself very well. I feel like I can see how other people see me. And seeing my mom put this dream in my head that the next, I don't know, however many years I have left on this earth, she doesn't want me to chase after this radio thing that's been going pretty well. She wants me to move back home and sit in front of a computer. And it's interesting because it's something that like I had maybe considered or thought about, but I'm like, it's weird at 28 wanting stability so much in my life. Moving to Atlanta was a really difficult move for me, and I didn't expect it to be whatsoever. And there's so much about this transition in my life that is less about the job ending and more about, oh my God, like there's so much I have to now rebuild in my life, from friendships to side hustles and all these things that I've worked on building the last couple of years, that I'm like, in a weird way, my mom's plan, as weird as it sounds and as random as it is, I'm like, maybe it would just be nice to go back home and be an ornament to society and write articles on BuzzFeed that only four people are going
to
read.
Does it have to be one or the other? Can you still do radio or podcasting and also write on the side?
I guess I just have like so many jobs that I do. I have my podcast and I'm trying to start this travel. I'm going to kind of leap off what I've been doing with all these female trips that I've been doing and maybe start my own business. And I'm like, it feels like I have 15 jobs and I kind of just want one.
Which one would fulfill you the most? I mean, if money wasn't even an option, which of course it is, but I mean, if you woke up and you were like creating this magical world for yourself tomorrow with a magical job, what would fulfill your heart?
It's tough because I feel like I have so many interests that just whichever one does the best would fulfill me the most. Like I, in a weird way, I think we've all gotten into this industry because we thrive off of other people's approval and success and ratings and money and all of those things, that I can't say that I'd be fully fulfilled doing something if it wasn't a success. And so I'm having this moment of looking back and going, well, what am I actually good at? Am I good at this radio thing, or did I just kind of fall into it? Am I good at writing, or does my mom just think I would be a good writer because she likes the things that I write and she's my mom and she's biased? Or am I good at planning trips and itineraries and hosting people? Is that what I'm good at? So when this all goes away, it'll be very interesting to see what works out for me and what paths open up, because at the end of the day, like, I can think I'm good at things, but really it's kind of the world that tells mm-hmm. you what your gifts are and what people are willing to pay you for.
I feel like you're talking to 28-year-old Bert now at my age, and here you go, 58, looking back at 28-year-old Bert. Looking back at him, hearing you say that, there has to be something attached, some kind of finish line attached to it, or success attached to it, has really robbed me of this very joy that I've been talking about for the last 2 days. And I hope you don't make that same mistake.
Well, I think there's some merit to working really hard and giving something that's valuable to other people. And I wanted to speak up and say something during the last break, but we were going long and there just wasn't really space to add my two cents. But
what's long anymore?
What are they going to do? What? Fire us? Right. That when we were talking about whether or not you could have work-life balance and enjoy your life, but also work really hard and focus on the outcome, I think sometimes they can't coexist. But I think we've kind of demonized the virtuousness of working hard and providing something to people that's worth something. Like, I know the last 25 years have been really tough and you've been really chasing these ratings, but in doing so, you've really provided a product that people have found a lot of value in. And I hope that you've seen that in your retirement with all these messages and emails and texts coming in saying how valuable the Bert Show has been for people's lives. And because it was so successful, you were able to start Bert's Big Adventure, and think of the impact that that's made with all of those families and those kids, and like the hope and the joy that you've brought to them, that even though there's a sacrifice in working hard, at the end of the day, if you quote unquote enjoyed it more, you wouldn't have gotten to produce those things.
Yeah.
And so I'm really trying to go into my next phase of life and seeing this as a finish line, because all I ever thought I would ever do is maybe end up on a big show one day, and that's what I was going to work towards for the rest of my life. And achieving that at 26, I had to start thinking about new dreams. So I'm going to focus on those new dreams and I'm going to try and enjoy them. But at the end of the day, I think you still got to kind of work hard to see those the fruits of your life come to fruition after working so hard for a period of time.
The fruits of your life come to fruition.
Forget about writing.
You really are the great next American author.
Jane Austen right here.
There's got to be something else. How about balloon art?
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Look, we have marketing money, and we have giveaway money, and I'm just looking for ways to give it away. So here's one way. We give you something, you give us something. Give us the tea right here, okay? Today is Morally Gray Wednesday. We're going to continue this series with a very specific focus today. This one's going to be real fun. Who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have?
How did we get to this point? We'll give the number first.
All right, 1-855-BIRCHO, 1-855-BIRCHO, and we will give you $100 if we believe your confession, all right? Who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have? Now, off the top of my head, I'm thinking like a stepbrother. I am thinking like, I think somebody here the other day said a pastor.
Oh, yeah, a priest.
Priest, that would be a good one, so right
that's
there.
That's a kink for some people.
Okay. But how we stumbled upon this, and you threw this out there, like, this needs to be our next Morally Gray, is the guy who hit us up, and it was the forgive or forget, and he didn't know if he should forgive his best friend for sleeping with his mom.
That's a good one right there.
That's so, how we got here.
Yep, okay, 1-855-BIRCHO. Who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have? And we will put you on the voice disguiser. This kind of shame just doesn't go away.
I mean, while we're waiting on phone calls, I guess I can kick it off.
Okay.
By all means, Kristen.
It's not Bart, right?
Well, I do have a confession to make. Do we need to have another family meeting about what's going on with Bart and I? No, it's not Bart.
Look, if you've got one, I could go on for 20 minutes on this one.
Mine should just go tit for tat. You give one, you give one. You give one.
Mine are nameless.
I'm going to keep mine nameless. And I mean, it's not that I shouldn't have. It's more of a I wish I wouldn't have, because looking back, I really don't want him on my bedroom resume. I'm just not really like, I'm not super proud of it. And I'm also looking back at it because he was so much older. being the age I am now, I'm like, I think that man took advantage of me to a certain extent just because I was so young and vulnerable and, I'm by no means trying to say that he did anything nefarious, but looking back, it gives major ick.
It was consensual at the time, but in hindsight, if you knew what you knew now, you wouldn't do it.
Nailed it. Yeah, when I was 18, that 27-year-old umpire from the ballpark that I used to do stats for, shouldn't it? Yeah, no.
27-year-old. Well, you never really had a chance. You're in that umpire uniform. I mean, it's so sexy.
He's got his little clicker.
is that gravitational pull? Every time you heard that clicker, something else went off inside of you.
That thumb was going at lightning speed.
Yeah, it's just looking back now, like the whole thing was just like really creepy. And he wasn't remotely hot. He had like yellow teeth because he smoked cigarettes. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
It's those tight black umpire pants.
Did you do it while he had the uniform on?
No, Abby. But we used to hang out in the parking lot after the games. Should have, could have, never would have.
It was a proximity crush.
Maybe that's what it was. And a fascination with an older man. Mm-hmm. But it's not like 9 years is a huge difference. But when you're 18 and he's 27, like that's a substantial difference. Like his frontal lobe was fully formed. Mine was not.
You were still cooking.
I was. And I was a long way from being done. She was still raw.
Chelsea.
The front lobe was still doughy.
That's not much better.
Dang it.
Don't tell me about your lobes.
Chelsea wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. All right, Chelsea, we're willing to give you $100, but you got to confess. Who did you sleep with that you should not have slept with?
I slept with one of my teachers after I had been graduated.
After you graduated, you slept with your teacher. Now, are you talking about a teacher from high school or one from college?
Ooh, one from high school.
How long after high school?
I was in college, so not very long.
So she's not disclosing. It literally could have been like a couple of months, or it could have been a couple of years after she graduated.
It was a couple of years. I was a junior in college, so just a couple of years after I graduated.
What subject did this person teach?
Oh, that's gonna be a rough one.
Chemistry?
Phys
Ed.
They teach the religion.
Stop.
Okay, this is getting better and better and better.
I also want to know the age gap.
Well, I was, 21, and they were 43.
Okay.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how are we ranking the religion teacher?
In what fashion?
In how good they were.
As a teacher?
No!
Come on, girl.
Come on, Chelsea.
I would say I'm good at a 7.
A solid seven.
Right, it's the Lord's number.
All right, Chelsea, hold on 1 second. That's a good starter right there.
I think she deserves $100 for that.
Yeah, she got it. Here's Mary. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, for $100, who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have slept with?
I slept with my step-aunt.
Your step-aunt. Now, I've seen this online, but I didn't realize it was a real thing.
How does this work?
Well, they were, she and my uncle were going through a divorce, and I was young. She was much older, and she came on to me, and after a couple of drinks, I had an experience with her.
Was this your first experience with a woman, or do you identify as a lesbian?
It was. Nope. I'm completely straight.
That's the only experience that you have had?
Yes.
And what was the age difference?
25 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Does anybody else in the family know, or is this the first time you're saying it aloud?
This is the first time I'm saying it aloud.
Wow. I feel so honored.
Does it feel better? Yeah. Do you feel relieved in some way?
I do, actually.
What does your life look like now? Are you married now?
I am married.
Does he have any idea about any of this?
My husband does know, yes. But he's the only one that knows.
Do you still
have... Nobody else in the family does.
Mary, do you still have any interaction with said step-aunt? Do you see her at all?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. She moved away, but I see my uncle quite frequently.
Wow. All right, let me put you on hold. Yeah, you're getting $100. Are you kidding me? I should give you $1,000. Hold on a second.
So many good ones.
Yeah, and we're not in any rush to go anywhere.
Oh, my God. We don't have any ad breaks to get to.
We do. We're late already. Yeah. Hey, Kelsey, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. This is the person you should have slept with that you shouldn't have.
Good morning. Yes, so I am a lesbian. And what ended up ruining my marriage was my now ex-wife had a mistress. So when they ended up breaking up, I was on the lesbian app called Her. And I saw the mistress. She swiped on me. So I'm like, why not? And then we talked and we realized it would be a great way to get back at my ex-wife. So I slept with her.
So she cheated on you with this woman and then you cheated on her with the mistress?
We were already separated, but I knew that the mistress was a touchy subject. So
you think?
We decided it would be a great way to kind of get back at her.
I mean...
You were right.
Kelsey, I applaud your pettiness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed. So when the ex-wife's mistress swiped on you on this app called Her, did she know that you were the wife of the woman she was sleeping with? Or did you
100%.
Find... 100%. Okay. So this was all intentional from her. So she made the first move and you were like, absolutely, let's get back at her.
Yep.
Did the mistress have a reason to want to, quote unquote, get back at her? Like, was there beef in their relationship?
Oh, yeah. So my ex-wife ended up leaving the mistress for another woman. So mistress was upset that she left her. And yeah.
Wow. Looks like you have another person you need to swipe on.
Seriously, you need to call Netflix like tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, you got $100. Hold on. Okay, we might be heading into Icky Town. Good morning, Rob. You are on The Burt Show.
We're just now heading there?
Yeah, these other ones, no problem. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, full disclosure, I was 18 at the time, and I slept with my dad's girlfriend.
Shut up, Rob. You did not.
But there's more to that. It was, she also took my virginity.
Stop.
Okay.
Whoa.
How does this moment transpire? Like, how does it happen?
Well, Kristen,
okay, well,
when a man and a woman.
She moved in and she gave me some eyes and we were watching a movie on the couch and one thing led to another and she took me to the bathroom. And not only that, but it was the best 4 minutes of my life. I'll say 4 minutes. I lost my virginity. But she was also on her freaking period. So that was like a weird virginity loss moment.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say it is. That is a weird first experience on a bunch of different levels.
You know, I was going to say, I'm not sure if I believe this, but that last little detail, you know, that I'm just going to.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're good, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we
you're
got
good.
You, man.
You are. Yeah.
I don't know if we can beat these.
I don't.
That was so weird.
I don't know if we want to.
She was like, let's go to the bathroom. I need a tampon.
No. I can't find one. I guess this will work.
Bert is so feverishly looking for one more call because we can't end on that.
I think that might be the best one to end on. I mean, yeah. This one is good, but it's not going to be that one. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, who did you sleep with that you should not have slept with?
Well, I was doing construction work for a company, and I got reported to HR because it was hot. It was summertime. We were in shorts. I was going commando, and there was some complaints, so I got reported to HR. They figured out that HR couldn't do anything since I was a contractor, but I had to talk with the assistant anyway, and I ended up sleeping with her.
So you're telling me, my dude, that you are so well endowed that you weren't wearing any underwear. It was summertime, and there were people looking at your junk that reported you to HR, and you ended up sleeping with the assistant.
Yes, but I don't know if I'm all well endowed. I don't know if it was just desperation on her part, or I don't know.
You're saying HR maybe called you in for sensual reasons.
They called me in for 1 minute, for one thing, and realized they couldn't do anything, but she suggested that I wear underwear afterwards.
That was a nice suggestion.
Do we think after this segment, NPR is listening, deeply regretting mentioning the Burt Show yesterday?
Yes. How is it possible we got a plug on NPR yesterday?
Welcome to Morally Gray Wednesday, everybody.
There are so many of these. We could do this particular one many, many times.
Yep.
And I think we probably will. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Thank Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you to Atlanta News First and also 11 Alive for the nice coverage of the Burt Show yesterday. I am taking off from radio. The Burt Show is coming to an end on October 24th. You want to hear something funny I used to do with 11 Alive? Not something funny, just something really petty. So there was a time, and this used to drive every radio person absolutely crazy, when a TV station would cover a radio station's events, and they wouldn't mention the name of the radio station or the show. They would just say a local radio station or a local personality. There were a couple of TV stations in town that were doing that when we first started. So I decided to do this, that when I played the audio of them covering our event and saying a local morning show, I would credit another TV station. So it was 11 Alive. I'd go, thank you to WSB. And then I'd play the clip from 11 Alive. But this is legitimately 11 Alive covering the Burt Show yesterday.
Well, let's talk about this. Iconic radio host Burt Weiss says that he's retiring at the end of October. And Weiss made the announcement this morning during his show on Q99.7.
Yeah, he is certainly a favorite here across the city and the country. And we sat down with the legendary radio host about his impact on Atlanta over the years and what's to come when he officially signs off.
I don't care about Sabrina Carpenter anymore.
For 25 years, Burt Weiss has joined That's you wild. On your commute to work every day on what was Q100 and what is now Q99.7. And while he's known to cover the headlines, it's his name that's causing a buzz after he announced his retirement Tuesday morning.
The Burt Show is going to come to an end on October 24th.
Burt Weiss is retiring?
No.
I haven't heard the news.
We're going to miss him.
I used to love listening to him on the radio.
Weiss says he's leaving the business to focus on his wife and family. And while people will no longer hear him on the radio, his impact will still be felt through his charity, Burt's Big Adventure, a nonprofit that gives children with chronic and terminal illnesses an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World.
It has grown into this amazing community of special needs families, and I am determined to keep that going and making it bigger, actually.
Weiss says he's ready to start living life out of the public eye and do what he loves most, travel.
I'm ready to be more selfish.
Okay. You know what? If you want to be more selfish, why don't you retire and end the show on October 24th?
Yeah. Chase Howell joining us tonight from the newsroom. So, Chase, I know in your story here, you said that he has plans to travel, but does he plan on doing anything else in entertainment? A lot of people want to know.
Faith, not at all. We all know Weiss is pretty blunt. He says he's basically getting completely out of the business, but still plans on overseeing his podcast network, guys.
Oh, wow.
Cool. I think a lot of folks are sad to see him go, especially some of the good work he's done when you talk about Burt's Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bits they would do. It's just, it's nostalgic for a lot of people.
And what a force in radio. I mean, yeah. A legendary career, if you want to call it that. Morning radio in Atlanta is not easy at all. And you can think of a lot of these morning hosts that have kind of come and gone. Yeah. And to be there that long is a huge, huge accomplishment. Yeah. So congratulations for him. And to be able to say, I'm going to.
Did it my way.
I did it. And I'm going to leave and I'm not going to do it anymore. So good for him.
Well, we're certainly wishing him the best and thanking him for all his dedication.
Thank you to 11 Alive. I got questions.
I got questions too. So my first question is, how many people did you have to ask before you found people who actually even knew what the hell the Burt Show was?
Yes.
And two,
I think those were unpaid actors.
I've got that little clip if you want to hear it again.
Yeah.
Carter Weiss is retiring?
No.
I haven't heard the news yet.
We're going to miss him.
I used to love listening to him on the radio.
That was somebody in the office.
I used to. Yeah. He's obviously not an active listener now, but used to love listening to the show.
He listens to the competition now. What?
Yes.
No.
Now you know why I'm retiring. I used to listen to that guy. The one thing I do want to say, and I mentioned to these guys in studio, is that I'm getting so many text messages from people that just don't believe that I am not going to be doing like a podcast or do some kind of something else to perform. That's the reason why I'm getting out. It really is. Like the thought of having to get up and create content every single day. I am really looking forward to the part of Pioneer where if there are podcasters that need help, I can help them and guide them with all the experience that we have doing this. But as far as doing it myself, let me tell you again, as I stand here today, all right, and anything could change. But seriously, what I just don't want that part of my life anymore. I'm so done with Burt Show, Burt.
It's so funny how they think there's something behind it or there's something more that you know, et cetera.
There's not.
No, literally, he's just done. Yeah.
And I want the truth. I want to know how many people they asked that question before they finally got somebody.
You know they know.
They know.
They know.
I'm convinced it was somebody just right down the hall. Finally, we found somebody in the sales department that can do this.
Did you see? They looked like they were on a belt line on the sidewalk. So I need to know how many people had to walk past them before they found somebody who actually even knew what the Burt Show was.
As a producer, though, I have to say they sound very coached.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to say, oh my, not Burt. I listen to him all the time. I used to listen to him all the time.
I love the Burt Show.
Right. Burt. It's always been the Burt Show for new listeners.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
As of today, you have like 80 or 90 entertainment buzzes left, so soak them in, people. I know this is hard-hitting journalism.
I hope the next 90 have something to do with Sabrina Carpenter.
So funny you should mention that.
Oh, good.
No, I'm kidding. I know Sabrina Carpenter today.
Burt wants to hear all about the Kardashians, mm-hmm. all about Kanye West, all about the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni lawsuit, mm-hmm. and every bit of news you have about Sabrina Carpenter.
Right. I have said this for years and years and years. There are people in this industry that I really admire that they love the industry so much that they'll stay in it to where they're 65, 70 years old, and they're getting up in the morning and they're talking about Taylor Swift and the Kardashians. I just didn't want that for myself. I just did not. Like, I love this industry. I just didn't want to be a 70-year-old continuing to talk about Sabrina Carpenter.
Do you have a celebrity that more than anybody you dread having to talk about?
Kanye.
Kanye.
Without a doubt.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Kanye.
For obvious reasons. Well, here's one that's not Kanye. This is about Rachel Bilson, who was a star in The O.C. And a couple years back in 2023, she was fired after she made some comments about her sex life. So she recently went on Nicole Byer's Why Won't You Date Me podcast and explained how she feels about it in hindsight.
So you were once fired for talking about your sex life.
Yeah.
So many words.
What
was that like? Did you want to fight it or?
Yes. Did I want to fight it? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because look, I can see both sides, right? And mm-hmm. when you take something out of context and you just read something as a standalone comment, thought, whatever, mm-hmm. it can come off a certain way. Sure. When you're talking like basically with girlfriends and you're joking around, you know, and I said something like, I like to be manhandled, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, most
That's
women.
That's nice.
Olivia, who co-hosts Bright Ideas with me, her mom's 83, I want to say. She was like, I like to be manhandled, you know, like everyone could relate, yes. whatever. But because I used that word in, you know, whatever context and they just took that out of mm-hmm. the conversation, it didn't sound great, I guess.
It's funny because when she brought that up, I immediately thought about me applying to jobs. And I'm like, how many segments do I have that employers are going to look back on and be like, she was looking for a sugar daddy back in the summer of 2025. Right. And I was trying to find which company had dropped her. And for some reason, I thought it was Borson Cheese. And I can't find any connection between the two of them. But I feel like it was like a cheese company or something random that had dropped her. And I was like, why was Borson so conservative sometimes about her being manhandled?
Sometimes a lot of these companies will hire you outside the country also. So she might have lost something outside of the United States. An ad that we never saw.
I thought it was ice cream.
Yeah, I thought it was the Magnum ice cream bars.
Yep. Magnum of all people is going to have a stick up their butt being manhandled.
Okay, they have sticks up ice cream, not butts. Magnum is not the condoms. It's the ice cream.
No, I know. But if they're so conservative, they should change their name to Durex.
Yeah, the name does seem to be on brand.
It's a little suspicious.
And I don't know for sure that they're the ones who dropped her, but I remember her seeing in all the Magnum ice cream bar commercials because she's dancing on trucks and stuff. And I'm like, who dances on trucks with a bar of ice cream in your hand? I'm scarfing that thing down in the driver's seat and hoping nobody sees me opening a second one.
Obviously, big old salute, Rachel Bilson. That's what the salutes do. Dance on ice cream trucks.
I love now that we live in an era where I can pull up and I have an AI overview immediately and we can call ourselves out for any inaccuracies that we have on the show, which are plentiful. So she was not fired by Magnum ice cream. But she did lose a separate endorsement deal in May of 2023, but it is not disclosed.
I'm pretty sure it's Borson Cheese. Like, I think it was something random, like cheese, some kind of random. Because I reported on this and I remember thinking that's weird. But alas, I mean, if Borson wants to have a stick up their cheese about things, then they are more than entitled to do that. Doja Cat, however, has a stick up her butt about a certain genre of music that she says she plans on never dipping her toes into.
Is there a genre that does not define
that I won't
you?
Do? Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interrupting.
No, go there, girl. What won't you do?
Country.
Okay. I just have a feeling that at some point in time you're gonna go there, and I'm gonna come back and say,
what about? Remember that one time?
Remember that one time? Yeah. So not country, but if there was one that you would say best reflects your music, what would it be?
I think pop. I think I'm a rapper that makes pop music.
Now, she's a great rapper who makes pop music, but I honestly could totally see her doing a little country. Like, I feel like stranger things have happened. Like, I never thought Post Malone would have a country album.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've been distracted, but we got to get back to Rachel Bilson just for a second. Because Abby.
Did I get it?
You nailed it.
Not
stop!
Atta girl.
You nailed it. Look. Rachel Bilson was fired from Borson Cheese because of her kid.
Look at how hireable you are.
I'm putting this on my resume. Could remember a random endorsement from Rachel Bilson's in 2023 that she got dumped from. Because I remember being baffled because I had just taken over Entertainment Plus. And I was like, what does her being manhandled have anything to do with cheese?
The brand wasn't comfortable with the headlines.
Put this on your air check, man. This is going to be the thing that gets you the job in New
this
York.
This is huge. Shout out SiriusXM. Hope you enjoyed this.
They also, Borson was not comfortable with her talking about her orgasms.
Okay, for more stories and hard-hitting journalism for the foreseeable future until October 24th, this has been Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show, and you can hear more of them wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.